This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Yes, you are listening to the Click Nation Podcast. I'm your host, Tim D-O-double-G. And tonight, I'm joined by my bro, the Click Nation Data Bank, Rod, better known as Adam Black.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Twitterverse is Adam Black, the Adam Black.
And also joined by Mr. Banff himself, Larry G. Larry, go ahead and tell the people what the Banff stands for.
The BAMF stands for Badass Motherfucker. Evening, bitches.
That's what I was waiting on.
Right. Oh, and to all my fellow Prince fans.
And together, along with our missing in action comrades, we are the Click Nation. We can be found at our website, theclicknation.com. That's Click spelled K-L-I-Q. We have a Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheClickNation. We have a Google Plus page. Just search for The Click Nation. And we're also on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. And also follow us on Twitter at The Click Nation. And, of course, individually, you can follow myself at Twitter at Tim. At TimDog98, T-I-M-D-O-G-G-98. Rod, do you have a Twitter you want to give out to the people?
Sure. It is TheAdamBlack at Twitter.
And Larry, I don't know if you want to plug anything or not.
Niggas, I don't tweet.
There's your answer. follow TheClickNation at Twitter anyway. It would be almost like you're following Larry.
Right. Right. Or friend me on Facebook.
Somehow.
Somehow.
Since no one knows your full name.
Right, right, right.
And since now that I think about your Facebook doesn't actually have your full name on there.
No, this guy's full name. It's just got
my name.
It's got other stuff included with it.
Random shit in the middle.
Yeah. He's got let's put it this way, he's got a long last name. I mean, long middle name.
Well,
you know, I'll
click on Tim or Rodney's page, and I'm there. I'm the big, bald black man.
Who pushes down trees.
Bitches.
And tonight, we're doing a little WrestleMania preview show, since WrestleMania is this Sunday, April 1st, live on pay-per-view.
John Cena versus The Rock once in a lifetime until they possibly do it two more times this year, but still once
but still,
in a lifetime.
Yes.
For right now. Maybe.
See it again for the first time.
Did either one of you watch the hour-long special before Raw?
I caught the first 5 or 10 minutes of it, and then I had to head out. But they did show a couple things they didn't show on those previews. That they showed the like at the pay per views and stuff. So it looked like it was going to be pretty interesting. Did you catch it all, Tim?
I had it on in the background while I was eating. I was actually listening to a show online. The Evening Jones, which I'm a fan of. But yeah, I saw a little bit. They were showing the pictures of The Rock dancing back in his high school days. And
yeah, he was breakdancing.
Yeah, doing the breakdancing. And they were.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you missed him doing his best MJ impressions.
Yeah, you know. Hey, you know, I continue my war against cable television.
And they also talked about the Samoan tattoos and what they mean to him and his family. And I think they had John Cena's mother, had a little short interview with her, a recorded interview, of course. And his high school, his buddies going up in Connecticut. Isn't he from Connecticut?
No.
Or Boston.
Yeah, from Westbury, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, that's right. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, John Cena and his crew remind me of Ben Affleck and his crew from The Town.
Oh, they're about to rob banks?
No, just the way they looked. They look like townies.
Okay.
What?
We're not townies, but look like the folks from The Town.
Mm-hmm. Or carnies.
All had the close cropped haircuts and meatheads.
Man,
but they did have me being a semi fan of Cena when they were showing all the Make a Wish stuff he does, trying to tug at my heartstrings.
Whatever.
Well, I mean, you know, that type of stuff should, you know, get that type of emotion out of you. I mean, it takes no kidding aside, to be able to just go in and do that, you know, and just line up that kid's day who may not have a tomorrow, you know, that's, you know, it takes a big man to do it. Hell, according to Bret Hart, the Ultimate Warrior couldn't even do it. So,
well, that's not surprising.
Yeah.
Right.
This is Ultimate Warrior we're talking about.
I mean, and really, do you really want to see the Ultimate Warrior as your dying wish? Really?
Hey, that was...
You're not the Ultimate Warrior. Where's your face paint?
Man, no. He might scare the kid to death. Stop it. Oh, my God! And then flatline.
Can't do that.
But yeah, that was their build up to the show. Mm-hmm. Live this Sunday, and then of course we all kicked off and had the build to WrestleMania with a couple additions. Like for we'll get into all the matches on the card. I guess right now is a good time as any. And let's see, this is coming straight from WWE's website. I'll start from bottom up since they have the main event on top. Kelly and Maria Menounos versus Divas Champion Beth Phoenix and Eve.
Yeah.
Thoughts and opinions?
Well, you know, I love, you know, Eve is, you know, my future mistress, WWE current mistress.
Eve, as I call her.
Yeah, Evil Eve. But though she will probably never ever meet. But still, I like the turn in her character because it gave her a character. But the problem is they can only focus on one diva at a time. So Beth Phoenix wound up getting lost in a shuffle for a month or two. And you know, at least she's going to be on the card. I was happy, that they did include her. It's a shame for the WWE that the only celebrity they could get was Maria Menounos, but you know, she is hot. So that's cool.
They go from Snooki to Maria Menounos.
Yeah, I mean,
does that move up or down?
I think that's an upgrade. I think it's an upgrade.
You do,
you know? Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's Snooki. Come on, really? It's Snooki. I mean, this is a Cuban chick who plays like a white girl all damn day. You know,
she popped the crowd last year.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't surprised. I wasn't expecting her to do cartwheels and all that kind of stuff.
Well, Snooki used to be like a cheerleader or some type of, you know, majorette or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Entertainer in her younger days. So, you know, big tits, athleticism. Hey. Oh.
And what happened to Karma?
That is the question.
Well, I actually read online her, and not to bring the show down, but her baby was actually born dead. So I think she's probably still dealing with that sort of thing.
Yeah, that is true. I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, that's something that's a tough thing to come back from for anybody.
All right.
They're probably sometime after Mania, she'll probably make her re-debut again and go into a hot program with Beth Phoenix.
Yeah, I think that's why they've put Beth into a chill mode right now is because there's nothing. I mean, there's really no other diva she can take on that she hasn't already.
Right, right. I mean, then she's like the strongest diva there is. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, letting China run through the damn diva, you know, run through the diva. You know, the diva roster is kind of pointless, you know. I mean, because, you know, she's going to beat the hell out of all these little cute little pretty girls. You know, I mean, that shit gets boring. I mean, next thing, she's going to have to start fighting dudes. You know.
We need Layla back on our TV sets.
Yeah, it's true. I'm waiting for her to come back.
And next up,
we need Michelle McCool.
Nah.
Hey.
Hater.
I could do without her.
Lay Cool's my favorite
heel team in the last 10 years. Okay.
Well, yeah, as a team, yeah, but if they're bringing Lay Cool back, sure.
Yeah, that's different, yeah.
Those chicks are hilarious together.
It'd just be Michelle McCool coming back more than likely. Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, Michelle McCool, Undertaker's cum dump.
What?
What?
Mrs. Taker. Mrs. Taker.
Mm-mm-mm.
And she takes. Never mind. But go ahead.
No.
Next match is Randy Orton versus Kane.
Why?
Match no one cares about.
Right. How the hell are you going to put your best heel in a damn match with fucking Kane? Come on now.
Correction. Randy Orton isn't a heel.
Look, Randy Orton's a heel, damn it. You know, he's a heel. He does heel shit all day long.
And gets killed.
He's a heel. And gets killed. So, yeah, Stone Cold was a damn heel forever.
Mm-hmm.
Even when he turned heel, he was supposed to cheer him, so, you know.
Yeah.
I don't even know what they've been doing to further this feud. I guess they had a tag match on Raw. I think it was Orton and Sheamus took on Daniel Bryan and Kane. But, yeah, no one cares.
Right. Right, yeah, you know.
Next match, Team Teddy versus Team Johnny. This is basically a match involving a whole bunch of people. Let's see. For Team Teddy, we have Zack Ryder. They should have just did Zack Ryder versus Kane at WrestleMania, since Zack Ryder never really got retribution against Kane, I don't believe.
Yeah, he kind of got punked out for weeks.
Oh, yeah. He's got punked out and like choke slam, you know, week in, week out. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They could have Randy Orton be the captain for Team Teddy.
I don't know if he want to even waste his time on that type of match, but
wasting with Kane, I guess. Instead.
And, you know, the hot rumor about this match was that it was supposed to be what's his face? Rey Mysterio was supposed to come back and be part of Team Teddy, but the rumors that I've been hearing is that Ray is still so far away from being ready, but you never know. He may debut after Mania.
Right.
And then the other rumor was that Alberto Del Rio was going to be on Team Johnny.
Yeah.
But finished the Team Teddy. It's Zack Ryder, Kofi Kingston, R-Truth, the Great Khali, Booker T, and Team Captain Santino. Team Johnny has The Miz, Dolph Ziggler, Mark Henry, Jack Swagger. Originally had Christian, but he was taken out on Monday by CM Punk, so his replacement is, who is this guy? Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
And Team Captain David Otunga.
Wow.
Wow.
Looks
so
like,
in other words, yeah, in other words, they didn't have shit to do at WrestleMania. I would just throw them all in a match.
Basically. You know,
and it could have been a Money in the Bank ladder match.
Could have been.
I like that they took that off WrestleMania. If they're going to keep it a Money in the Bank pay-per-view, they need to take it off WrestleMania.
Right.
Or keep it on WrestleMania and take it off pay-per-view.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Keep it on WrestleMania. Just let it be a WrestleMania match. And then, you know, get rid of the pay-per-view. Because the pay-per-view is pointless. I mean, it ain't enough titles to go around for if you're going to do that shit. But, you know.
Who do we see winning this match?
Team Johnny.
Damn.
What'd you say?
I said team.
And this is for control of both Raw and SmackDown, right?
Right.
Right.
Because, you know, the one problem I have with this match is that the GMs could show up on either show and make up rule matches as they went for no reason at all. So I'm not sure what the point of this match is, but go ahead. I just see Team Johnny winning it because name Team Teddy one more time.
Team Teddy is Booker T, Great Khali.
Not a time wrestler. Go ahead.
Great Khali.
Jobber.
R-Truth. Kofi
Kingston. His only two main event stars. Go ahead.
Zack Ryder and Santino.
Yeah, I don't give a damn.
Am I a jobber?
I'm on team don't give a fuck about that one. Okay, right.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Oh, no sorries.
Yeah, that's I believe that match will probably last 6 or 7 minutes.
No, it's going to last a little longer than that because there's so many people in it. So,
yeah, but they had that big, like, 8-man tag last year that went, like, 3 minutes.
Yeah. You would think that.
Well, that's
true. So many people were in that match, too.
Yeah.
Right. And I mean, how does Mark Henry go from being a world champion to, you know, curtain jerking that damn fucking WrestleMania? How the hell does that happen?
Who said that
same
match?
Miz. Miz was in the main event last year.
That is true.
That is true. That's sad, man.
How the mighty have fallen.
What is y'all's opinion of the Miz? Because I listened to this one radio show. I'll plug them. Busted Open. I think their Twitter tag is SXM Busted Open on Twitter. But their opinion on The Miz is that he's probably the worst wrestler to ever main event a WrestleMania. I don't quite think of him that low.
Because there's always Lawrence Taylor. So,
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
I have no problem with Bam Bam. Bam Bam Bigelow actually is a wrestler. I actually like Bam Bam Bigelow. So
I'm a Miz fan, so I'm going to stand up for him anyway.
Yeah, right. I like Miz, man. I think Miz is a good wrestler. He's a good talker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think they just
the whole feud was messed up because it was Rock, Cena
instead of Miz
along for the ride.
Yeah,
right.
That was the outcome. I think that really derailed the whole feud. So I don't think of him that low. But I know a lot of people were like, people that call on that show hate on him, but I don't think so. I think, you know, it's just his, this just wasn't his year.
Right.
Miz had that badass promo video too, coming out on last year's WrestleMania.
Oh yeah, that was perfect.
Yeah. You know, so I mean, like I said, I like Miz. Like I said, they just not using them where they should really should use them. But you know, you can say that for anybody, any wrestler.
Yeah, every
like half talented.
Every main event wrestler has gone through that little period where WWE doesn't really use them that much for like half a year or something like that, 6 months.
Look at Sheamus.
Yeah, then they'll come back and start using them again.
Right.
CM Punk last year, you could say that too.
True.
Yeah, he was hurt too, though.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, look at Sheamus, man. Hell, Sheamus, it's been a year since he's been champion or in the title hunt.
And now he's back in it.
And now he's back in it, so.
Possibly to wrestle in their dark match, but you never know.
Stop it.
I'm just saying.
Look, it's not like a hater.
I'm not hating. I'm just speaking the truth.
And while I'm thinking about it, when I was doing the plugs earlier, I forgot to plug our email address. If you want to send us feedback or comment on the show, you can reach us at theclicknation@gmail.com.
Please send email comments.
Yeah, we want to hear from
email
fans.
Comments. Yes, we do.
Let us know how we're doing.
Right.
Tell us how great we are.
Right.
Of course.
Not that we give a damn what you think anyway. Because we're gonna do what the fuck we want.
AKA the show must go on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And next up we have the Intercontinental Champion Cody Rhodes taking on the Big Show. I just took a Big Show. As Cody Rhodes said that you can, taking a Big Show is a new euphemism. I guess I'm using that right for being a failure.
I love Cody Rhodes.
I do.
You know, and I'm so impressed that he is, you know, he has become the wrestler that he has become. And how dare they put him in a match
with the Big Show?
With the worst big man in wrestling history.
You know what they should have done? I was thinking about this last night when I was watching the show. They should have just continued the Randy Orton, Cody Rhodes feud and stuck Show and
that match
Kane together. Let them stink up the joint, the two big men.
Right.
Oh, God.
Just trade partners. Trade opponents.
You know. I mean, because a Cody Rhodes, you know, a Cody Rhodes Randy Orton match, that's like some legendary shit that could happen in that damn match.
And because of WrestleMania, they would probably step up the game from that last time they wrestled on pay per view.
True that.
I could have got into that for you and that match.
True that, but no. You want to give us Big Show? Why is Big Show there again? Oh, never mind.
I don't know. The way they've been dogging Big Show makes me wonder if they're going to let him get the one up on Cody, or are they going to wait for, Extreme Rules for the following month?
Oh, God. The pay-per-view that has nothing but WrestleMania rematches on it.
Yeah, except in extreme circumstances.
Extreme. That shit ain't extreme.
Oh, yeah. Rodney, did you listen to RBR when they were talking about Shane Douglas was in the arena last week, I guess?
Yeah, I read about that. I meant to go back at Raw. What happened, there was basically during the, I think it was a Kane-Randy Orton segment or something, there was a fan in the fourth row, and when the camera was on him, he stood up, and the guy was wearing a mask. He stood up, took off the mask, and it was Shane Douglas. Now, they're in Philadelphia, so the place kind of went crazy, right? Or something like that.
Well, they said originally no one did anything.
And then they escorted him out.
Because they were like, you know, a guy took off his mask, and I guess a couple of people recognized him, but, I mean, this WWE audience nowadays, they don't recognize a Shane Douglas.
True. Well,
I don't even know if I'd recognize him now if I saw him.
Right.
Why you may recognize him as a... I don't know. Probably because they think he may
he was trying to pimp some other wrestling federation he's associated with nowadays.
Think about it. He's doing – I don't know if it's come or gone yet, but he was doing some type of like a extreme show. I want to say it was in Philadelphia, but I could be wrong. But he was pimping that on Busted Open a couple weeks ago.
That explains it.
Yeah. So if he was now, if you can't really come and solicit, you know.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Solicit some another your faux wrestling company on the major wrestling company in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I mean, I guess Target is not paying the bills like it used to.
Well.
Oh, well.
I will.
Next up, we have the World Heavyweight Champion, Daniel Bryan, taking on Sheamus. With AJ on Daniel Bryan's side.
As long as Daniel Bryan doesn't have that title, I'm good. Please, God, let's let Sheamus win.
Yeah, I agree too. Sheamus should win. I'm not sure what else. And plus, he won the Royal Rumble. We need those percentages to go up. Damn it! Otherwise, the Royal Rumble is just going to be a loser match.
Right.
You know, as of right now, 2% of the people that have won have gone on to WrestleMania and won the championship.
You said 2%?
Right. Yeah, it's going to wind up being 2%. After a while, it's just a normal match.
Yeah.
They get
for
a title
chance shot. For the chance to shine, yet fail miserably at WrestleMania.
On the biggest stage.
On the biggest stage.
Of them all.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I think this will be a pretty good match.
It should be. Those two can wrestle, so
right.
They're good. You know, and hopefully it will get on the card this time. It won't be like their match last year where it for 5 minutes it was a one-on-one dark match, and then it became a battle royal for some reason. You know, like I said, that was kind of messed up that they had to get pushed to the undercard because they had to film some more Rock segments last year.
Right.
Got to have more humor with Santino and whatever else The Rock did.
Right. Mess around with Mae Young. I know that was one segment.
Yeah, I need to go back and rewatch last year's Mania.
Yeah, I need to do that too.
And next up, the WWE Champion CM Punk versus Chris Jericho. Am I the only one that seems to feel like Jericho isn't on Raw anymore?
Is what?
He isn't even on Raw anymore.
Feels
like he's not.
I think Jericho's just doing Jericho right about now.
Like he's done his backstage segments being on camera to
I think he wrestled on SmackDown a couple weeks ago. Last week he did wrestle on SmackDown. I can't remember.
I don't watch SmackDown, so that's probably why.
Yeah. But I mean, this match, you know, could steal the show, and the early rumor was this match was going to open up the show.
Who says it's not?
Yeah, who says it's not? Now that's true. but this is the match that I'm actually looking forward to the most. I mean, you know, Chris Jericho and CM Punk. I mean, come on.
Yeah, two great wrestlers.
Two great wrestlers. And as long as it doesn't go on last, I really don't want it to go on last because, let's face it, that Rock Cena match is going to suck all the energy out of that crowd.
Oh, you know what's going on last.
Yeah. You know. So
you can't hype up this match for over a year and have it go in the middle of the card or even next to last. It has to go last.
Has to, you know. I mean, because it was like I said, that match that's going to suck the energy out of the crowd. So if anything's put on after that, it's just kind of pointless, you know. You know.
I was worried about was it 2 years ago at WrestleMania. CM Punk took on Rey Mysterio, and everyone was all excited heading into that match, and it really wasn't that good. But then people,
well, they didn't give him any time.
Yeah, people said they didn't give him enough time. Hopefully they'll give these two enough time.
Yeah, I think, if anything, Punk will make sure that they have enough time to have a good match.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and, of course, I also feel like Jericho just came back for WrestleMania, and he may maybe stay through Extreme Rules, but probably by summertime he'll be gone again.
Well, you know he is recording a new album with Fozzy, so you know he's got to go on.
He always recording albums. He's like,
he's always touring, and that's the other thing. If he, you know, if there's a new album, then got to tour, got to do your dates and that type of thing. It may not be good for wrestling.
All right.
Stop doing this touring.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a rock star.
What are y'all's predictions for it?
Punk will win.
Punk will win.
I think Jericho will win. Only because next month's pay-per-view, Extreme Rules, is in Chicago. So I see Jericho winning, and then Punk wins it back in Chicago, in his hometown.
I see Punk winning both matches.
Yeah.
And then Jericho leaving again.
Right.
Having a loser leaves town again match.
Right.
Maybe not that much, but we'll see.
We will see.
Undertaker versus Triple H, Hell in a Cell match with special guest referee Shawn Michaels. And you have to go onto their website and see the picture of these three that they have up here. Undertaker's on the left hand side, looking like he's about to do a karate move with his upper half of his body. He actually was the funniest. Shawn's just standing there with his arms crossed, looking mean. And Triple H is standing there, all got his Scott Steiner flexing going.
Oh, God.
His damn nose about to poke through my screen.
I know, right?
I'm so goddamn buffer.
Yeah, he's like standing at like a side angle. You know, like skin, like people like pose in Facebook photos, try to make themselves look leaner.
Right.
Take the shot from my angle.
Take me from my angle.
Take me from my head.
Get me from my good side, fellas. Stephanie, how do I look into these tights? These tights make me look big.
These tights make me look fatter.
It's the steroids.
Yeah, you know.
It's the steroids that make you look fat.
Whoa, sir. We don't know.
Well, sir, that is not proven, sir. That is alleged, sir.
Right. So from this match, of course, Undertaker's gonna win. It's just a matter of if they give these guys an hour, and what all's gonna happen.
Oh, dude, yeah, that's your hour-long match for the pay-per-view right now, this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
they'll do a holy shit moment. That'll
who?
Be done, like, 15
from
minutes.
Who?
Like, probably, right. Like, Triple H and Undertaker will both, like, fall off the side of the cage through the Spanish announce table or something.
Some bullshit like that.
They're dead.
Right, and they're going to lay there for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, and then, like, Sean's going to be standing there, like, oh my god, what do I do? And that he's in call for like the referees and the medics, and they're gonna come out there with two stretchers and try to like stretch both of them off, and then like Undertaker and Triple H are gonna stumble off the stretchers at the same time and like stand up all wobbly kneed and like stare at each other and say like, let's go.
Good yep, grief.
Exactly.
Come get it.
But in the end, Triple H still loses, and the streak continues. What is it at 20?
This will be. It's going to be 20.
20
and 0. No. Mm-hmm.
So last year was like, that's right. Yeah, because we saw the 1-9 mm-hmm. and 0 on the big screen.
Right.
With the flames.
Right. Flames. Damn it. Flames. Flames are awesome.
Does Sean end up doing anything in this match?
He'll probably super kick them both or something.
Does he screw one or the other?
I don't know. With him involved, you're going to be like, you know, oh, what? God, what is he doing? What is he going to do what? Something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he'll screw Triple H just so Triple H won't break the streak. Because he couldn't break it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there will be a screw job, if there's a screw job to be had, that's the way I see it going.
So then next year we get a triple threat match with all three of them.
Right.
Oh, along with the Rock John Cena match 3.
Right.
John Cena match 3.
Right.
Now, well, go ahead and we'll finish it up. I got some tidbits I've heard.
And right. Last but not least, John Cena versus The Rock.
Once in a lifetime.
Once in a lifetime until SummerSlam.
And WrestleMania next year.
Yeah. Exactly.
To the best of
tie.
Right.
A rubber match.
So, I mean,
we're winning this time.
We know Cena winning. Cena's going to win. This is a passing of the torch match. You know, Cena's going to win.
Best of three. In the first match, best of three, I should say.
I mean, hell. I mean, this is WWE. Vince will do anything he wants to. It don't really matter to him.
Mm-hmm.
As long as he got asses in the seats and people buying pay per views and tickets to Raw, he don't really care.
Dance puppets, yeah, dance.
Basically, you know. I don't see them letting Cena lose. I just don't, especially to, a guy who, you know, he is arguably the most popular superstar that has ever been, but he's not a full time wrestler. He shows up for like WrestleManias and SummerSlams, and that's, you know, and the occasional Raw. You know, I don't think they're gonna let him win. If he does, I'd be totally shocked. I really would be.
Yeah. Cena should win it. Like Larry said, he's not a full-time wrestler. He's not obligated to be there. He doesn't need to be there. If Rock stayed away forever, I would totally understand. But,
right.
Man, screw Cena.
Who gives a with John Cena thing? Big, look. Hold on. Can I rant for a minute?
Go ahead.
Thank you. I don't mean to step on those toes, but I got to rant. This is the shit that pisses me off about fucking wrestlers that are doing this shit full time. Why are you bitching about what the hell Rock does or Undertaker does or Shawn or whatever? I mean, these dudes have earned the light-ass schedule and all that damn money that they get paid for that light-ass schedule. They done bust their ass for years. They've put the company on their back and they've ran with it. You know, Cena's bitching about that shit now. In I say eight, like 5-6 years, Cena's gonna be in the exact same position. He ain't gonna want to do all that shit, but he gonna get that damn schedule and that damn money, and he gonna be cool with it. You know,
I'm pretty sure he's not bitching and moaning about Undertaker only showing up for WrestleMania.
Yeah. I don't care if he is hurt, you know.
Right.
Please, Undertaker hasn't been hurt for 12 months.
Right. The entire fucking year. Undertaker ain't been damn hurt, and we all know that. Mm-hmm. You know, but like I said, shut the fuck up, Cena. Cause like I said, cause soon as your ass get that exact same schedule, your ass, you gonna be happy, go lucky, running around that bitch giggling like a little girl, you know, looking at the new cats, wondering what's their problem? Fuck you, Cena. Fuck you. Fuck your mama. Fuck your daddy. Fuck your little high school friends. Fuck the gym that you trained in. Fuck the dude who trained you how to wrestle. Fuck you. Go ahead.
And we have an explicit rating for a reason.
And yes, on iTunes, I did check the yes for its content.
Good.
But, you know, I mean, there's nothing else to say about after that crap.
You said you had something to bring up about it, right?
Well, the rumor is that we don't know. it was rumored that there's going to be a match that is once again going to be advertised a full year ahead the night after WrestleMania this year.
Okay.
You know,
you
it's
have
just
ideas who it may be.
No,
Triple
no
H
idea.
Versus Undertaker versus the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Oh.
You know, it could be if Rock may come out, and say that he wants to challenge Undertaker for the streak.
Oh, I pay money for that.
No, The Rock.
Oh.
I pay money for that.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a good. It should be a good match.
Right, I'll pay real money for that.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to fake or counterfeit money.
As opposed to fake money.
That's supposed to fake money, right.
I mean, that would be one match, that could be a possibility. Do y'all have any ideas what could be?
Rock, Cena, 3. Next year. They won't call it, they'll say 2 until they decide to let's do it at SummerSlam again.
At SummerSlam, right. Tim, sticking to that Rock Cena 3 thing. I'm thinking,
Oh, yeah, supposedly Stone Cold is going to wrestle at WrestleMania next year, I heard. Right.
Oh, okay. Right. So there you go. Stone Cold versus The Undertaker for the streak.
Just keep bringing all the other people in to try to break the streak. Right.
Or it will be... It will be Rock, Triple H, John Cena, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, and Undertaker.
For the streak.
Now, see, they're going to do a triple threat next year because they'd be like, okay, we all tried to take them on individually, and we
right.
can't do it. Let's see what his chances are of keeping the streak alive in a triple threat match.
Right.
Here I am. Da, 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 da. Whatever music they've been playing for this feud.
I don't know what that music is.
I don't know. It gets you kind of crunk. At least that gets me hyped for the match.
Mm-hmm. Man, WrestleMania's got 19 theme songs. Me.
At least I think
WrestleMania's got 19 theme songs, dude. And Flo Rida's right. got to play The Rock down to the ring. That's what's taking me off.
Flo Rida.
How the hell does The Rock get Flo Rida yet John Cena gets Machine Gun Kelly? How the hell does that happen?
And a better song.
And a better song.
Is it, what song with Machine Gun Kelly's?
Invincible. The one they've been playing on the commercials.
Right.
And he's gonna walk John Cena to the ring?
Yeah, Cena's
coming out of that.
Which I like. I like the song. Flo Rida may play a different song. Well, I think Flo Rida's doing a concert, too. Like a mini concert.
But Flo Rida? We couldn't get Rick Ross?
Hey, I guess he says
Miami.
It was going to be either Flo Rida or Pitbull.
Damn.
So he ain't no damn better.
Who would you choose?
Just give me the light and box and go. That's Pitbull, right?
No, dude. That's
Oh, that's Sean DePaul.
We don't even know if he's alive or dead.
That's fucked up.
But his career is dead.
His career is dead. But no, dude. We should know. We couldn't get
Rick Ross is Miami.
Yeah, Rick Ross would have been pretty nice.
And Rick Ross already got built-in wrestling theme, entrance themes. Because all his songs sound like entrance themes. They really do.
You could get him down to Banff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that one of his songs?
It's BMF.
BMF.
Close enough. Yeah, Blow Money Fat. Right, close enough. Just was missing a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, Flo Rida, really? Come on, dude.
I was like, and Flo Rida's gonna play him to the ring? Like, oh God, why?
Just like, Flo Rida, come on.
And he's going to do a concert, I think. So I think that during that time, that's when they're going to start putting together Hell in a Cell.
He's going to do a concert. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
His break.
They can put the Hell in a Cell together as they do the video package for Undertaker versus Triple H.
Oh, that
music playing.
Well, shoot, they got a. I don't know. That's the thing. And everyone's trying to figure out how they're going to put it together because you can't suspend a Hell in a Cell outside.
Yeah.
I keep wanting to end it.
Wow. Yeah, dude. I mean, no. I'm still stuck on the flow rider thing. I'm about to faint. I can't take that. Oh, God. Piss break. That dude's whole career is a piss break. He should just fucking stop now.
At least we have Machine Gun Kelly rapping instead of John Cena.
True. True. I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody with some actual talent. What?
Yeah.
And we'll see if they actually add some surprise matches to the card. But for now, that's the card on the WWE's website.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yes.
Right.
So, Rod, did you have any news you want to get into right now?
Sure, we can go ahead and get into a few items I've been looking at. I got a new app on my phone. It's called Flipboard. Flipboard.
Like Google
and you
Reader.
Can go, huh?
Like Google Reader. It's a reader app for the iPhone, right?
Something like that.
A feed reader.
Well, yeah, you can put choose what type of news you want to put in it. Or you could have certain web pages thehollywoodreporter.com and Deadline. I think it's called Deadline.com. And you can just get a whole bunch of websites giving you information. That's what I've been using to get some news stuff. I like looking at entertainment news anyway, so it's a fun little app. Let me go ahead and talk about one item that Gilmore sent me earlier today. Basically, WWE has confirmed Ric Flair will appear at the Hall of Fame ceremony this year as he's going to be inducted a second time along with the Four Horsemen.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Mm-hmm. Breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me happy.
There was a rumor that a deal had been reached. Basically, WWE and TNA are making the arrangement. The rumor I heard earlier this week was that if they'll let Ric Flair do this, as long as some mention is made of TNA wrestling. Now. in my head, I'm like, do they know this is Vince McMahon? I mean, this guy. I mean, I think he'd rather deal with a lawsuit than have to mention another current company. You know what I'm saying?
That he's in competition with.
Yeah. Are they really in competition?
Not really. Look. Ric Flair gonna show up on Raw the next night. Fuck that. Like I told Tim, Ric Flair don't give a damn about a contract. He is a nigga like that. That's just how he is.
He's a free agent. Literally.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. he's like, contract? I don't need no stinking contract. You know, this is Ric Flair. Fuck, what the hell you gonna do to him? Hell, he been sued by everybody. What the hell?
Yeah. That Grantland.com article, good grief.
Right.
But, this was good news. I was hoping that they when they said the Four Horsemen, I'm like, well, dang, you can't have Ric Flair. And then the rumors kept coming out. I was like, oh, man, this would be awesome.
Right.
I think he was actually there last year at the Hall of Fame ceremony. Of course, they couldn't put him on camera. But supposedly he was there last year. But this is awesome. It's good having Flair back, even for, just the Hall of Fame. I don't know if he'll be able to do WrestleMania because they bring out, during WrestleMania, they bring out the people. But I'm not sure if they, I don't think this article even mentions about Ric Flair. So.
Right.
About Ric Flair being at the actual on WrestleMania. So, it's possible at that point they'll just have the rest of the Four Horsemen you know, taking the honor. So
well, and hopefully they made some deal for like the DVD Blu-ray rights, because you know if they haven't, they're gonna have to cut the entire, you know, Four Horsemen introduction, you know, induction thing out of that show.
Well, hopefully they've got that worked out.
Hopefully Vince had enough foresight, you know, and Vince pretty smart. I think he would have the foresight to actually make sure that, you know, that's taken care of too.
Mm-hmm.
Or he could just be like, fuck it, I'm gonna do what I want because I'm Vince McMahon, you know, which is the route I would take. So fuck it, you are Vince McMahon,
you know,
wrestling god.
And the Hall of Fame will air Monday following WrestleMania at 8 p.m.
Oh, cool.
So that's awesome. Before Raw, then.
Yeah, right before Raw. So that's good. That's awesome. Let's see. In other news, the RoboCop reboot was discussed on the TotalFilm.com. And the guy playing him is actually Joel Kinnaman. If you haven't heard of him, he actually appears in the AMC series The Killing, which actually debuts its second season Sunday night on WrestleMania night. The guy who's playing him, he's actually a pretty decent actor. He said that RoboCop is going to be a lot more human in this movie. And it's a reimagination of the original RoboCop film and concept. There's a lot of stuff from the original. There are some details and throwbacks, but this version is a much better acting piece for Alex Murphy, and especially when he's RoboCop, which is it's much more challenging. He said the suit will be different. It's not going to be jaw acting. They're still working on the suit and how it's going to look, but the visor is going to be see-through, so you're going to see his eyes.
Oh, okay, cool.
There's no guarantee that this movie will be an R rating.
Yeah, they want people to actually go see it.
Right.
So
I mean, I know it won't. I mean, you know, the way that the film industry works now, PG-13 is the way to go. If you, especially for a movie, a genre film like that, you want people to go see it because, you know, and it's RoboCop. We're going to tie some toys into that. You got merchandise you got to tie into that. So I don't see it being R-rated, which, you know, contrary to popular belief, does not designate that your movie is going to be any better or any less better if you have R rating or not, you know. But you know, because you can definitely make a good PG-13 movie and kind of push the edge.
Mm-hmm. You know? But you just have to be careful.
I mean, yeah, just a couple editing choices, a couple, you know, words here and there you don't want to put in there. But yeah, you know, I personally can't wait to see that. And hopefully is actually pretty good.
If I get RoboCops 1 and 2 on your local movie channels and cable channels leading up to it for people that have cable.
There's a 2?
Isn't there a 2?
And there's a 3.
We like to pretend that 2 and 3 never happened. Okay, right. Go ahead.
Poor Frank Miller. He wrote those. Hold on 1 second, y'all. I'll be right back.
Which will be hard because he's doing the news.
Right. We have to edit that part out. That's funny.
Yeah, we could do that. Or leave it in. Depends how lazy I feel.
Right.
Actually, I had the stuff that wrote down from last time we talked that you said you want to get into.
Oh, yeah.
Where is it?
I can't remember it all, but
the Prometheus trailer, for one.
Oh, yeah. I definitely need to add, you know, we definitely need to talk about the fact that I don't know if you know, and maybe, and hopefully Rotten won't talk about it because I'm giving it away, is that the when the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles reboot comes out, it will be Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I heard something about that today.
They're taking out Teenage and Mutant, and it's just going to be Ninja Turtles. Thereby making way for old ass alien Ninja Turtles. Right.
Michael Bay at it again.
Fuck him.
But yeah,
I don't, that's your boy. I know. I know you love him, but hell, I can't stand that cat.
Go ahead and talk about the Prometheus trailer.
Oh, the Prometheus trailer. If no one has seen this, this is Ridley Scott's first science fiction movie in 30 years. His first one since Blade Runner. And it is a prequel to the Alien. It's set 30 years before the Alien movie, the original Alien movie, which he also directed. So it's like I said, it's kind of historic on two ends. It's like I said, it's Ridley Scott returned to the genre that he actually helped create and define in the 70s, you know, and he's returning to, you know, the franchise that made him who he is today. But it looks awesome. You really can't get a sense of the story looking at the trailer, but you know, it's definitely an alien prequel. It has the space jockey in there, and all alien fans, y'all know what the space jockey is. Look at the first Alien movie; it's that big weird ship thing that you'll see it. Just go look at the movie. Good movie, but you know, it looks amazing. You know, it's got Michael Fassbender, if I'm pronouncing his name correct.
Magneto.
Magneto from X-Men First Class, who's actually a very, very good actor. Noomi Rapace. She is the young lady who was in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo with Daniel Craig. She's in it. Idris Elba is in it. I was already excited for the movie. Then I saw the trailer, and it made me more excited for this movie than any other movie this summer. This will set my summer off the right way. I think it will.
When does it come out?
It comes. Oh, dang. May. How bad, horrible of me to be on the show and not know when this damn movie comes out.
And it's no problem. Actually, let's see if I can look it up also on my phone here.
Go back. Go on now.
Let me see if I can find it on my phone.
Yeah.
Upcoming.
Yeah.
Let's see. Da-da-da. May 4th, May, Battleship, Men in Black. Oh, June 8th is...
June 8th. Okay.
This comes out.
Cool. I'm way so excited. I'm trying to move it up a whole month.
So after you see Avengers the following month, you can see Prometheus.
I can see Prometheus and then on to Dark Knight. And then I'm through with movies for the summer.
No Amazing Spider-Man?
Eh, maybe.
You know you'll see
it. I'll go see it. Hell.
Yeah.
I'm going to see Dark Shadows, even though y'all know I hate Tim Burton. But, you know, I'm such a fan of the Dark Shadows show. And I know this is probably a total departure from that show. But I will go look at it because, you know, I tend to like Tim Burton movies when Johnny Depp is concerned. You know. So I'll go see it. But, yeah, but that is my summer. There will be no more movies for me.
And we'll probably... near the end of April, right before the Avengers come out, we'll do our summer blockbuster preview show, running down all the movies we're looking forward to seeing.
Yes, we will do that. And we will break down all the movies and tell you what you should go see and what you shouldn't go see. You know, let's face it, we should not go see Wrath of the Titans. Don't go do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it to yourself.
Don't do it to yourself, you know. Because I did read several reviews today that pretty much said, you know, what I kind of expected. That you know, it's great on action, it looks great, but you know, story sucks. You know, and it's only 99 minutes, and I hate that. I hate that you were trying to.
Oh wow, that's
right.
Short.
I hate that. You know, I hate that we're trying to compact something that can be something that has the potential to be so big and so epic. Into 99 minutes. I mean, of course something's gonna suffer.
It's like a TV show almost.
Right. you know, of course something's going to suffer in the court, and it's going to be the story because you got to cut all the, you got to cut a whole bunch of, like, whole bunch of, you know, just scenes. You got to cut scenes out. You got to cut dialogue out to get it down, get the script down to a point where you can get it at 99 minutes, you know. And the sad thing about it, the reason why it's probably 99 minutes is probably a mandate from Warner Brothers. It needs to be 99 minutes. It needs to be PG-13. It needs to have a lot of action, you know. And the 99 minutes part is that short because you get the maximize, you know, your viewings at your movie theater, right. You know, and you know, you got, it's 99 minutes. You can sit it in four screens and run it 10 times a day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you make more money that way, you know, as where, you know, Dark Knight is going to make a whole lot of money, but it's probably only in maybe three screens. Three screens the first weekend is going to drop down to two because it's that long of a movie. It's going to be a long movie.
I was going to say it's going to be a long movie.
So
by 2 hours, 20 minutes, you think?
Probably about 220, 230, maybe 240 at the very most. There was a brief rumor on the internet that it was going to be, that the rough cut was about 4 hours long, but that turned out to be a rumor.
Okay.
So
I did see The Hunger Games this past weekend.
How was that?
I liked it. It was a fine enough movie.
Cool. Because I have a rant about that.
Go ahead and rant away.
I have not seen the movie, but I was looking online and, you know, just ran across an article where and it was Jezebel.com, if I remember the website correctly, where some people, a few ignorant, you know, people took to Twitter to rant and rave about some of the characters being African American.
Yes. I saw these rants.
Right. I think I forgot the little girl's name.
Rue.
Yeah. Like a really pretty little girl, beautiful little girl. They're pissed off about her character being black, and they're pissed off that they, you know, pissed off about, Lenny Kravitz's character being black, and, you know, and then another character that was black, and it's like, but the author in her book described these people as having dark brown skin.
They were tan.
And for some odd reason, these people, honest to God, thought these people were going to be white. And tan, and just in case y'all want to be technical, tan is not dark brown skin. Tan is that's not your natural skin color. I'm sorry. You set your ass in the sun and you baked away, you know. So, honest to God, there was one girl who actually said something like, "Rue is black, stick to the book, dude." It's like, look, you dumb bitch, obviously you didn't read the fucking book, because Rue is described as having dark brown skin.
Yes.
It was like, what the hell? Like, who? I mean, and, you know, and they're saying, like, just really, really hateful things, like, you know, I mean, I hate that this person's a black person, but, you know, I mean, I didn't, you know, Rue died, being that she's black, I didn't feel that bad about it, you know, and it's just like, wow. And these are not like old people who are like in their 70s and 80s. These are like young people. These people are in their 20s, and you shouldn't be. I'm hardly ever shocked by the level of ignorance I see in this country, but sometimes some things catch me off guard, and that by all means took me just wholly, you know, totally, you know, just out of my, you know, just took me totally by surprise. It's like wow. It's like, you know,
yeah, I was kind of surprised by it too, just people taking it so seriously,
right?
What the business is.
Oh, we were discussing Hunger Games and the Twitter controversy that ensued about that.
What?
Twitter? Did you? You didn't hear about it? It was on Jezebel.com. No. They put an article up of certain people, a minority set of people on Twitter had issues with some of the characters being African American. You know, I mean, like Sirius, you know, I'm not that sad that this little girl died because she black kind of issues.
Oh, well.
You know, and like I said, what makes it so bad and what makes their ignorance so, and this actually makes their ignorance hilarious, is because in the actual Hunger Games book, these characters that they are pissed off by that are black are described as having dark brown skin. Those are the exact three words that are used to describe these people in this book.
Right.
You know, and it's like you got to be the most ignorant motherfucker in the world to see the words dark brown skin and think that person is supposed to be white. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, because you can't really say they're tan because tan is not a natural skin color. If you're tanning, that's not your natural skin color.
Right.
You know, dark brown skin could have been interpreted several ways. You could have interpreted them as black. You could interpret them as Hispanic. You could have interpreted them as Mediterranean, you know, as Arabic. You know, all these dark skinned people that these characters could have been interpreted as, and these people are pissed off that they weren't cast as white, you know. I mean, hell, you got your main character in the book is described as having olive skin, and don't get me wrong, I love Jennifer Lawrence, I love her to death, she's great as Mystique, but she's not olive skin, you know.
Yeah. That controversy came up with The Last Airbender too.
Yes, it did.
So, I mean, you know, and, you know, honestly, it doesn't surprise me that those comments were made, but I'm not going into race right now.
You know.
But it's just sad that people feel that way.
Right. I mean, you know, it's you know, that, like I said, that leads me to a topic that, you know, we talked about last week. The whole, you know, and I know you still got news to do, but, you know, I hate the changing of race of a character for, you know, whatever reason, for to get black people in to watch the movie or to try and be controversial. Oh, I'm gonna change the race. You know, I mean, I've never liked that. You know, like Kingpin in Daredevil. Why do you change? Why is he black? There's no reason. This character at that time, Daredevil had been in the comic book world like what, 30 years at that time?
Probably at that point, probably 40 years.
Yeah, probably 40 years at that time. And Kingpin has always been white, always, always been white. And then all of a sudden, you make the movie and he's black. What? Why? You know. Perry White's another one. You know, I love Lawrence Fishburne, but why is Perry White black? You know, that makes no sense to me. You know, and it's not, and I don't want people to think that I hate my own race, because I don't. I just don't like for people to change shit, change a character that's been white for years.
Just change it around.
Just to try and get. Like, that's what I feel like they're doing. That's what I feel like Hollywood's doing. You know, we got to get the black people in here too. You know, we'll just throw them this little bone right here to make them feel good. Oh, we got a black person in this big Hollywood movie. I'm like, my thing is, if you really, 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 really wanted to do something big, or as far as like changing a character's race, you change the main character's race. You know, like I said, you know, you change, like I say, change Superman or Batman, make them black. Why not? You know,
and because you were saying you liked how they did it with the Ultimate Comics, changing, getting rid of Peter Parker and bringing in Miles Morales, because that's an entirely different new character.
Exactly.
Entirely different character. If you're gonna do it, that's the way you should do it. You know, he's an entirely different character. He's not Peter Parker, the black version. He is Miles Morales. He has his own character, his own set of problems, his own history. He's
his own world.
His own world. He's a totally different character than Peter Parker. You know, I mean, but like I said, it's like Hollywood just always want to throw us these little bones here. You know, oh, well, let's make the black people feel good. We're going to change this character black. You know, I mean, but I'm like this. Fuck it. Make them, if you want to do some shit, if you want to do some shit to impress me, like I told y'all, if you want to do some shit to impress me, you don't turn Perry white black. I know you ain't going to do change Superman black. I know you ain't going to change Superman black. That's a given. But if you want to impress me, make Lois Lane black. Lois Lane black. Wow. There you go. You know what I'm saying? That's some. If you want to impress me, you cast Halle Berry as Lois Lane. Let her run around in the movie. I can't wait to see the racist people in this country's like heads explode.
Halle Berry.
I can't wait.
God, don't bring that song back over, please.
Sorry. Shout out Hurricane Chris.
Yeah.
But you know, I would love that I would love to see the collective country's heads explode. Oh my God, Superman's fucking a black woman. Yeah, he is.
He's digging her out.
He's sticking her down with all that Kryptonian dick. You know, but if you're going to do it, that's the way you do it. Don't throw me a fucking bone. Don't throw me a damn supporting character. Don't do that to me. That's bullshit. You're tripping. Tripping hard.
I mean,
but I digress.
Well, you know, I'm fine with, honestly, you know, when, as far as the whole, the majority of the characters I have, you know, when the Kingpin was changed to Michael Clark Duncan, I was like, huh. And, you know, I was like, okay, you know, and I really didn't have a problem with it. I thought he did an all right job in the movie. It was different. It was totally different. And I was okay with that. I was even, you know, when Lawrence Fishburne came up, I was like, wow, that's something. But, you know, it was at the same time they did the Miles Morales was Ultimate Spider-Man. And,
right.
Yeah, it was like watching the net explode with the hatred. And,
right.
You know, and a lot of it, you know, true enough, you have the majority of comic book fans that are like, I don't want these characters touched. If this character was white here, I want him to be white there. And that's
and
it.
I have no problem with that argument. I really don't.
That argument's fine. I can understand that.
That argument is totally fine. You know, like I said, but the whole, you know, I can't believe y'all turned Spider-Man into a nigga.
It's like, no, Peter Parker is still the same person.
Yeah, Peter Parker. It's not like they did the Ultimate Spider-Man, and this is Peter Parker. He's black and he's a Mexican. Or he's half black, half Mexican. That's not the case. This was Miles Morales, a totally new character. But, you know, that's how people are. And then you just have some people that are just, you know, I mean, they're going to let the hatred show. And
right.
And if they're going to be that way, hey, you know, more power to them. It's a free country, you know. But, you know, just the one thing is, you know, and this is why I always stress for comic book fans, please evolve. Sometimes we have to evolve as fans and accept new things. It's a different world. One other argument I do want to bring up. You have some people that they may not see themselves as like they aren't approaching it as a race factor, but they're saying their argument is we like diversity. We're fine with that. Don't make my character have to be diverse, which I'm against. Yeah. I feel it's like, you know, let's try new things. Yeah, that's the cop out. You know, you know, they're like, make all the new characters you want, but just leave my character alone.
Let right. my people go.
Oh, wow.
But know. But yeah, we'd be on this forever if we talk.
You know, and like I said, but you know, that's the kind of stuff I like to talk shit that will make. I want to make people think about shit. You know, I mean, just don't accept shit as the norm. And don't just accept shit on the surface. You know, because whenever I don't know, this is probably just me, but whenever someone changes a character, you know, changes the character, like Perry White, change the character to a black character, change them black. It always seems gimmicky to me. You know what I'm saying? I always seem like you're just trying to appease black people so we won't sit there and say, you know, hey, ain't no black people in this movie. You know,
but at the same time, in this country, they did, you know, and this has been brought up many years with when new TV shows are introduced. And you know, we've had years where we have no minority characters, or we have no series with minority characters.
Right.
And, you know, and you see also when, that's a different argument, but and, you know, a lot of people said, I think it was a couple years ago, the one new show that was going to be out that featured a black character was the Cleveland show. And the character right. and the guy who does Cleveland's voice is white. So,
right.
But, you know, like I said, that's
an argument that we can go on and 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 on about.
But, you know, we just need to open our minds. But I'm sorry. Forgive me, guys, for interrupting the news because my stepkid called and I know my wife is she's got a cold. So she took a whole bunch of NyQuil and she's passed out. So I figure I better talk to her and see how she was doing. Then I talked to my father-in-law and. Yeah, my mother-in-law didn't want to talk to me, but, you know, that's just how it is. Anyway, no, my mother-in-law doesn't hate me. All right. My next bit of news.
Good disclaimer.
Terra Nova was, there were rumors that Terra Nova, the canceled Fox series, was going to be picked up by Netflix, but sadly, it will not. Fox is still going to try to shop the show around. And, you know, and see if another taker is out there for it.
Is that the dinosaur?
Yes.
Show?
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The first and only season will be on Netflix, I'm sure. So you can catch it then.
Yeah.
No, thanks. No. I've seen Jurassic Park. Go ahead.
But you know, I saw bits and pieces of it. I just couldn't get into it. I just did not like the show. My wife liked it, but I didn't care much for it at all. So, you know, good luck to them. You know, actors need work and everything, so maybe they'll get caught up.
It might be somebody's favorite show.
Yeah. Every person has a favorite show. And every show is somebody's favorite show.
Right.
I'll get Larry's opinion on Sony in a second. Battleship, as in You Sunk My Battleship, the movie that's coming out, is basically there's a whole bunch of promotional partners for it. Among those partners are Coke Zero, Kraft, Subway Restaurants, Chevron, Cisco, Hilton, Nestle, the U.S. Navy and the United Service Organization, or the USO, are partnering with this movie to give $50 million towards, you know, financing. And this movie costs over $200 million to make.
Shit.
So a movie studio had to get financing to get the movie made?
Well, you know, partnerships, you know. Like, you have TV shows where, you know, you may see a Coke. Well, like a perfect example is Up All Night. It's partially sponsored by Apple, and they are just Apple products all over that house in that show. But yeah, they just need they just got a whole bunch of got sponsorship in it, and you'll probably see Coke Zero commercials with the Battleship characters. But Larry, what is this movie isn't just about naval sea battles, or is it?
Oh no!
what is it about, Larry?
Well, you all remember the battleship game as a child, the wonderful strategy game where you called out a letter and a corresponding number, and you put little pegs onto a board with plastic ships. You had white pegs for misses, red pegs for hits on your ship. Yes, that's what it was about. That's what that game was about. It was a naval strategy game where you called out coordinates and you shot your missiles and, oh, you suck. You got three hits on your ship. Oh, you suck my battleship.
Right.
No, we could not keep this movie a naval strategy movie. This movie is now a naval strategy movie with alien invaders.
So it's Independence Day
on the water.
Independence Day on the water. What the fuck? Who's the cocksucker that wrote this shit? I can't. You know what? I'm going to go see this. I'm going to see it.
You are?
I'm going to go see it.
Yeah, I'll of course probably go see it too.
It's directed by Peter Berg.
Oh, hell.
Why is he directed? I want to say he's...
Peter Berg is the director of Hancock and The Rundown.
I like The Rundown. Oh, okay.
The last good movie he directed was The Rundown. Oh, yes. Yes. So, Peter Berg, you have officially directed a summertime flop. Thank God. Maybe your career will be over now and the Hancock sequel will not get made.
He directed he'll be directing another John Carter, is what you're saying?
Flops. Exactly. That is exactly what he'd be doing. Who the fuck wanna go see a damn movie based on a board game with alien invaders and Rihanna?
That's why they remixed it so much. Because that story no one would want to see, but it involved aliens.
You know what?
And that'll bring all the boys to the yard.
Look. Damn right. It's better than yours.
Look. I want to see a naval strategy movie. I want to see that. I would see that. I really, really would. You could have just made some imaginary evil country up and filled it full of Arab people, you know, since that's the new hot thing to do, you know, and filled your battleship full of white people and Rihanna.
Yeah.
I would have saw that. You know,
something that's totally unrealistic, but go ahead.
Look, damn it, you sound like a hater. But anyway, I'm just trying to figure out why are you throwing alien, and then if you see the trailer, it looks like Transformers 3.5.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's all it looks like.
I'm saying, what the hell is this? You know, and can somebody please stop Liam Neeson from making bad movies, please? Liam Neeson is actually a very good actor.
You didn't like The Gray? Seen that too? Oh, crap.
You didn't like The Gray?
Yeah. I haven't seen The Gray. I hear bad things about The Gray, but, you know,
I heard good and bad, so I'm not right. sure.
I mean, I've heard, but, you know, he made both of the Clash of Titans movies. Dude, really? Clash of Titans?
Oh, yeah,
really?
And that comes out this Saturday, or this week.
Yeah. This comes out Friday. It will suck.
I will be seeing American Reunion this weekend, maybe.
No, maybe? I thought that was next week.
Oh, next weekend. That's actually a little better.
Yeah, right. We're not going to see Wrath of the Titans now. But Liam, please stop it. Just because you make Phantom Menace doesn't mean you have to make bullshit sci-fi movies. Oh, you don't have to. You made Schindler's List. Oh my God. And that is required viewing for all our fans. Schindler's List. Watch it now.
So eventually I need to see it.
Yes, you do. Yes. Wonderful film.
What else you got, Rod?
Let's see. Well, like I said, I was going to backtrack to Sony. There appears to be interest, well, some more drama in the Superman Heirs case. It appears that... Warner Brothers and heirs to the Superman's creators studio has filed an appeal to reverse earlier rulings in the case and put everything out in the open court in a trial. And this long-running dispute should be brought to an end. And if you don't know, there's been disputes the last 4 or 5 years about the Superman rights and being reverted back to the Schusters and the Siegels, or back to the families. My ruling is my opinion is that pay them. I'm sorry, just pay these people.
Right, just pay these people and get that shit over with. Stop dragging this shit out. Stop trying to. Stop showing how big your fucking dick is, Warner Brothers. We know. God.
And also, from your comment earlier, we don't want Arab people to hate us for the battleship comment. We have no problem with Arabs. We don't think Arabs should be the enemy in every movie.
Of course I don't have a problem with Arabic people, but, you know, that's what Hollywood does. I mean, they like to stick a bunch of white people and then have all the black people as the villains.
I had no idea what you were talking about. I forgot all about the Arabic comment until you just mentioned it again.
Sorry. Just wanted to make sure it's clear. But, yeah, Superman, pay him. Warner Brothers, pay him.
I don't care about Superman, so next.
Look, man, that shit may interfere with my Superman movie next year.
They said whatever happens, this is not going to affect the Superman movie coming out or any other future movies.
Okay, cool.
Unless Man of Steel sucks.
Right.
And that'll affect future movies.
Oh, that definitely will affect future movies.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Then we'll be like, wow, we still can't get a good Superman.
You just have your Batman movies once they decide to take the franchise away from whoever is the...
Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, Christopher Nolan, since he's done.
After three, yeah.
He may be done, but Warner Brothers won't be done making movies.
Oh, no. Of course not.
I'm hoping after the Nolan ones, they decide to go in the vein of what Marvel did and try to get... try to gear towards a finally a Justice League movie.
Right.
I'm hoping. I can hope. But.
Now, if none of the other movies they make suck, like Green Lantern.
Green Lantern? What?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's Green Lantern. Look, dude. I mean, yeah. Warner Brothers, I mean, the only way that the movies are not going to suck, Warner Brothers DC needs a studio. I haven't said that shit before. DC needs, I mean, hell, let Bruce Timm run the damn studio. Hell, he's doing a good job with the animated, you know, the animated division. Shit, let him run the damn live action studio.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the problem with Superman's rights. So, like I said, pay these people and pay them one big sum and then have them get big fat royalty checks until the end of time.
Yeah, fam.
They deserve it.
I know, right? Well, they don't really deserve it because they didn't create the shit. They're just trying to damn capitalize and get money because you know, their great, their grandfathers or whatever created the character. That's all that is. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't, I mean, you know, I understand what they're saying. You know, but the thing is, I mean, hell, you can't, I mean, that you can't blame Warner Brothers and DC because you know, Siegel and Schuster were bad businessmen. You know what I'm saying?
Well, who knows?
You know, they had no foresight on that shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had no foresight. You know, they had no foresight. They didn't know Superman was going to be this
an icon. Character,
an icon, you know, but hell. You know, I mean, this is all about money. Let's just be straight up and honest about it. I don't care. The families can say, you know, oh, this is our heritage, this is our legacy, yada, 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 what the hell ever. This is about money. This is all these people want. I mean, I just say, fuck it, pay them and get it over with. Stop dragging it out because it's actually getting kind of ridiculous at this point, you know. Or they could hire the team that the lawyer team that Marvel had, who essentially like decimated the damn Kirby's.
Oh, God. Oh, sorry. Man.
Sorry.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
All right. I came back to this one. Sony has a new CEO, which isn't, you know, much news, but they said that he's going to focus more on their TV set business and position digital imaging, game, and mobile as the three core pillars of its electronic business. And going forward, aims to concentrate its resources in these areas to further reinforce the businesses, basically to keep them in competition with their the person they think is a rival, Apple. Larry, I figured you probably have some idea on Sony's television stuff and opinions on it.
Sony did really well with the LCD business.
Mm-hmm.
I think they kind of fell off with the LED business because Samsung kind of took that over, and Samsung became, if you want to buy an LED TV, Samsung is the LED TV you want to buy. I see this as a good thing for them to grow the TV business and to make sure that they're putting out quality product. Because I read, if you read some of the reviews of some of these latest TVs that they have, you like, wow, these people fucking hate these TVs.
Mm-hmm.
They need to do that. If they're going to stay competitive, if they're going to stay afloat, you got to do that. They're essentially the pioneers of OLED, organic light emitting diode televisions. They put out that little 9-10 inch version for like $2,500,
mm-hmm.
and that was it. Now, later on this year, and that was what, 3-4 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Now, LG is about to actually put out an actual OLED TV this year, a 55 inch. And so, I'm like, Sony, you invented this technology and you let that shit get away from you? Really? Really?
Let it get away and get perfected.
Yeah,
right. Let it get away and get perfected. Now you're sitting there. You know what I'm saying? It's like that. I personally think that's, I absolutely ridiculous.
All right. Yeah. Let's see. Uh-oh. Got about three other ones.
Let's end it right there.
Yeah, okay.
That's good. Yep, long enough.
Okay. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, that's all right. But
you don't want to find about Channing Tatum in Jupiter Rising? Okay. Jupiter Ascending. Okay, that's okay. Yeah.
Nope.
No problem.
Not at all. And so that's a good ending point for the show right now. So, once again, you can find us at theclicknation.com. The email address is theclicknation@gmail.com. Also, follow us on Twitter at TheClickNation. The Facebook fan page is facebook.com/TheClickNation. The Google Plus page, just search for TheClickNation. And subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. All right, we were just ending the show, saying our goodbyes. I did the little plugs of the websites and social media where they can follow us.
Yeah, sorry about my technical difficulties. I was in the middle of a good one there.
It's all good.
But yeah.
So once again, thanks for listening to the Click Nation podcast, and we'll be talking to y'all soon.
Peace.
Deuces, kids.
But to be the man, you gotta beat the man, and I'm saying, woo, right here in Nashville, Tennessee, pal, I'm the man. Ric Flair and Steamboat, you're gonna be mine. Woo!
I'm the genetic freak, and size doesn't matter. But that statement means genius. Comes true whether I'm in the ring or out of the ring. See, all of my freaks horizontal, they understand size, they appreciate size, and size does matter. And they know that they don't have to wait for the earth to rotate on a 47-degree axis so the stars can touch the sky and create an equal axis so they can see the Big Dipper. No, all they gotta do is call Big Dipper.